one.
I have the biggest ass.
Oh, Lord. Come on.
All right. Anyways, welcome to
Young Broke
and Learning, where we talk about our weekly ass struggles as teenagers trying to become adults. What's going on with you guys this week? See, you're enjoying the bag fries.
Yeah, I am. I haven't ate since lunch.
When was that?
12.
Okay. It's 6:50.
Yeah, but nothing much. Just got back from Indiana again.
So you went when?
Friday, like in the middle of the night. My best friend wanted to go just to say she was out of town for her birthday. And so she
went to Indiana?
Yes, with me. So I was like, all right, whatever. But you're going to drive. And it was at 12. So she was sleepy. And that's a 4-hour drive.
I was about to say, how far is Indiana?
We almost died.
How?
Well, she went the wrong way on a ramp where it says wrong way, do not enter.
Wow.
And so she had to turn around so quick because the car was about to come, like, down the ramp. So we had to do that. And then, like,
what the
don't.
No. Why are you eating that naked like that?
Of how old you might have
been. Y'all, she got like the nugget like turned like sideways and eating the She's peeling the nugget.
Y'all don't eat your
nugget. No, I bite the nugget like a normal person.
I get it. I've literally always ate my
nuggets. Oh, okay. You one of those people that like bite the Kit Kat in the middle?
No, not that. Those people are psychopaths.
No, you're a psychopath. I've never seen no shit like that.
Especially McDonald's nuggets. Like, you
what
just.
What's that supposed to mean?
You just skinned a nugget.
You did skin a nugget, bitch. That's weird. That shit's pretty weird. I don't know about that. All right,
well, look.
But
yes, continue with your weekend.
So, yeah, so that was at like an hour and a half. She was like falling asleep and stuff. So, I had to tell her to stop a few times. Like, because she hasn't been on the road for that long, so. But I was sleepy, too. So we switched at, like, the 2-hour mark, and I just drove the whole way back. But when I tell you I was seeing things as far, like, I was so sleepy that I thought cars were coming towards me on the freeway. And it was just, like, the little reflecting things on the, girl, oh, my God. We didn't get there until, like, 6, and we left at 1.
So 6 hours.
I'm doing that now.
Yeah,
just to say that she went somewhere out for her birthday.
She wanted to. I was like, okay, you gonna drive then? But I drove all the way back. It's not. It's like I can do it in the morning and stuff. But like if I do go at night, I have to go to sleep and then go.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't do that. She just wanted to go. So I was just like, all right, well. And we spent the day down there. And
what do you even do? What is there to do in Indiana?
I mean, on the campus.
Am I right in front of the thing?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Crunching just.
Crunch,
yeah, I'm like.
It's like a really, really, really big campus. I mean, not a big campus, but it's like a really fun campus and stuff. Like, everything looks new.
Wait, so, where is it? It's Purdue, isn't it?
Indiana, yeah. West Lafayette, though. It's not Indianapolis. And so, like, they have everything around. We went to see Lion King and to the mall. That looks so nasty. And,
bitch, why don't you just get grilled chicken nuggets?
Right.
The bread. Big campus, right?
Yeah. But it was cool. It's a cool campus. And then my open house is this week.
Oh, shit. It is. When? Again? When is it again?
Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday. What time Sunday?
12 to 4. My mom chose that time. Don't ask.
12 to 4. Oh, I did tell you I could be there. I'll be late. I did say that. I remember now. Because I have to wait.
Yes.
I remember that. I remember the conversation now. Sometimes I forget. I smoke a little too much. Just a little bit.
No. It's more than a little bit if you're forgetting stuff.
No, y'all, I swear, because look, I smoked last week, last Saturday, and then, like, before last weekend, last time I had smoked was in, Mother's Day. That's a long gap.
Ooh. It's still in your system.
That's a long gap, though.
If it's out of your system, then that's a long gap.
But I'm saying, like, between Mother's Day and, like, last weekend, that's a huge gap.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Because didn't you just say you was at a party or something like
that? Last weekend. Not this previous weekend, but, like, the weekend before last. Oh. Hmm. It's been a minute.
That's fine. Hello.
Update.
Joe, I'll go first.
60's geeked about this little text she just got. Right. Anywho. Nothing. I went to an all-white party hosted by Fabulous. Cash Doll was there. Scuba Steve was there.
Scuba Steve.
It was pretty lit. I was supposed to be there. I work at PAL. I got VIP, you know, sitting in a little booth, got on stage. Like, it was cool. It was cool. I dressed up. The people at my job that was there complained, like, you think you grown? Da-da-da-da-da. I said, I don't think I'm grown.
I'm grown.
No, that's not either. I just got dressed up. I don't ever dress up. So when I do, I gotta somewhat step out, just a little bit, just not too much.
Didn't you have on heels? Mm-hmm. You really think you're wrong?
Nothing too much. I've just been kind of preparing on going back. Like, I'm just really trying to get my mental state up there.
Going back to school?
Yep.
Okay, because I was like, yeah, you didn't make that clear.
Sorry. Going back to school. This RA thing has been stressful. I don't know if it's just me thinking about it or me just imagining in less than 2 weeks. Wait. Yes. No. Less than 3 weeks. I'm going back to school to train, to not do anything, to have a curfew once school starts, to be stressed. And I'm just thinking, I didn't even get no sleep this whole summer. I didn't sleep in, not one day, maybe once, but not one day. And I'm just sick of it. But I'm all doing it for at the end of the day. Just had better opportunities and stuff like that. I've been making connections this summer. I've just been trying to get where I really want to be, which is somewhere that I'm not now.
What do you mean?
Because, of course, I'm not doing exactly what I want to do in the future. I mean, I am, but, I mean, everything takes time, to be honest, because what my dream job is to be is the first female MLB coach.
Yeah.
That's my dream job.
The
first female
MLB
coach. Wait, let me figure it out. Major League Baseball.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what is your, like, job straight out of college? What do you want to do?
To be honest, if, I don't know, like, I don't want to work just a normal job. And I feel like that's kind of just broad. A normal job can mean anything. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, if I work anywhere, I at least want to work back at PAL.
Okay.
And if not PAL, I want to work at the Lions, because next year I'm working on an internship with the Lions. If I get a job with the Lions, I probably don't even have to do anything with the MLB, because I'll be straight. I love the Lions. I know everybody at the Lions.
Oh, my God.
But I just have to... Are you eating good?
Keep going.
I just have to get the internship first, and then I can make my way through there.
What will you do at the internship?
At the Lions? So with the internship with the Lions, the one that I want is coaching youth football camps.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I already know... I mean, I've done football camps. So I know the head person over there. His name is Coach Chris. I've known him since I was little. So he was like, as long as you apply for it next year, you have it. And then once I'm in,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't even have to, like, leave damn near. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, if it's for something major like that, the Lions,
mm-hmm.
you know how good that looks on anybody's resume?
Right.
Even PAL, the Free Press, mm-hmm. that shit looks good as fuck on your resume. Like, those are big, big-ass corporations and things like that. So if I get something with the Lions, I'm straight. If I get something with the Tigers, I'm straight. But not no, because I could just get a playing job at the Tigers, like selling tickets. That's not what I want to do. That's not my passion. My passion is actually working with youth So if I get anything that has to do with that, I'd be straight. So that's my that's goal good. After college, hopefully. We'll see how it goes.
Good. Did I tell you guys I'm thinking about going to law school after I graduate? No.
You didn't?
Well, I do.
Okay, so what's your current major going in?
Journalism.
And the connection to journalism through?
Journalism is actually, a journalism degree is actually really good going into law school.
I see what you're saying. I just wanted to like.
Yeah, okay. Only because like we have to study the amendments and like we have to know our rights within the paper and the free press as like a whole. And we have to know how to speak and back our evidence up, factual evidence and all that stuff. So, of course, it ties in all the way. I think I want to be a judge.
A judge?
I mean, of course, I have to be a lawyer, but I want to be a judge.
So you can't just, like, okay, this must sound stupid, but, like, you can't just become a judge. Like
I know. I said I have to be a lawyer
first. No, I was asking.
Oh, no. You have to do some type of...
I have to, like, study law and then go into... I have to...
That seems like a lot.
It does. Like, I can't just go to, like, judging school and then become a judge.
No. Law school.
No, but she's saying, like, I didn't know that you had to be a... Like, I thought you go to law school and then pick, like, the practice of, like... Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Thank you, Joa. Like, I thought you could go to law school and then be like, okay, well, I'm about to pick to be a judge instead of being, like, I have to be a lawyer for X amount of years and then... Go be
yeah, but that kind of does make sense because then wouldn't everybody want to be a judge and not a like a lawyer? Or,
it does. It makes sense.
Like probation is in a lawyer type thing, isn't it? Okay, yeah. I know somebody said they want to be probation. I was like, don't you have to go through law school? Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay.
When did you decide this?
I don't know. Like a month ago, month and a half ago.
Because I was going to say, did you ever do debate with Miss Love? Because I know she was preparing.
But I did radio on TV with her. And so we talked about that a lot. And I do a lot of debates as a whole, like I said, like on the last show about that feminism and discrimination against women. And I feel really deeply about those topics.
Good. That's what's up. Asia?
I work a lot. I'm tired. I had to work at 5. I've been up since 4. Don't do that. I'm tired. I'm so freaking, I'm freaking tired. And then, so today, I got off work, me and my friend Janae, and then we were like, yeah, let's go get some chilies, and then let's go, oh my freaking gosh, sorry, oh my god, okay.
She's having a heated conversation, y'all.
I'm not having a heated conversation, I'm having a freaking crisis right now. Oh. Okay, so me and my friend Janae, we went to Chili's, and then we was like, hey, let's go see The Lion King. But then I keep hearing really bad reviews about it. And I was like, I'm not about to spend $5 on something that's shitty.
You saw it? I saw it.
So I went to go see Spider-Man instead, and I cried.
Spider-Man was so good.
You just said you cried, so.
Can I finish?
Okay. Yep. Right.
So I have mixed emotions about Spider-Man. It was good. I'm not saying it wasn't. However. I'm tired of seeing Spider-Man in... Oh, okay. She's sorry. Okay.
Put your damn phone down.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's it, y'all. That's it.
Turn it over.
That's it. Okay, that's it. So, I went to see Spider-Man. I have mixed reviews about it. I kind of feel like I'm tired of seeing Spider-Man in, like, childish roles. I know... Yeah, let me finish. I know he's a teenager. I know he's in high school. I know he's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Like, I know my research on, like, the Marvel Universe. But I just feel like, and don't get me wrong, Tom is my favorite Spider-Man. Like real action Spider-Man. Like, Miles Morales is my favorite. But, like, he's my favorite, like, real Spider-Man. And I love him as his character. He's so precious. He embodies, like, what Spider-Man actually is and, like, the character that Stan Lee actually created for him. However... I just feel like it's been four movies that you've been in, and you're just like, you're still like, I'm not ready for this. Like, this isn't what I signed up for. Like, you kind of knew what you signed up for when you became an Avenger four movies ago. Like, at this point, you should kind of know that you're going to be saving the world. Mm-hmm. And I know it's like, damn, like, your, like, idol just died, and he just kind of left this in your hands. But at the same time, it's like, you've been an Avenger for four movies. Do you have something to say, Joe? I see you thinking.
He was an Avenger for Captain America Civil War.
He wasn't. But the last three, he has been. That's still three movies.
Wait. Was Infinity War first or Homecoming?
Oh, shit. That's a great point. Homecoming was first. Okay. But even then, even if he was an Avenger, he's still a superhero that Tony Stark took under his wing. So you know that you're going to have big responsibilities if Tony Stark was like, yeah, like, you're my mentee. Right. But that's still four movies that you've been in of being a superhero. Yeah. You're more than your, like, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man at this point, Avenger or not. Like, you've been to space.
Yeah. Even though he wasn't supposed to do
any of that. He wasn't supposed to do any of that, yes.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but, like, those were, like, him wanting to do it so bad, so he did it. So I get what you're saying. Like, he used to do those things.
He, at this point, you're used to it, so stop complaining about it. Like, it's just like that movie was like,
he's him just like him being in high school. I feel like, yes, he has this big responsibility, but at the same time, he wants to be a kid and, like, get that time. So it's not like he didn't want to save the world. It was just like, I want
to
spend my
time with him. I was just about to get that, like, get to that point, too. And I completely get it. Like, I get that. It's like, I wanted to. Everybody's seen the movie, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm not spoiling anything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of too late.
But it's fine.
Like, it's just kind of too late at this point. But,
Yes, you are.
I've never seen any Spider-Mans, and I've never seen any of the Captain Americas. I know.
We'll talk about that soon. Don't let me forget about that.
Wow. What Captain America?
Civil War.
I didn't see that.
How did Joe see it and you haven't seen it?
Because when I...
He's seen it on Netflix.
No, I did not. You clicked on it. I literally watched 2 minutes of it and I went upstairs. You remember that?
Watching it, isn't it?
Oh, nah, wait a minute.
Anyways, continue.
But, okay, fuck, I forgot my train of thought. So I was basically saying, like, yes, I know that he wanted to just, like, kind of take a break. And he didn't expect, like, he literally said he didn't expect to have to save the world this summer. Mm-hmm. But you're a superhero. Like, if I was a superhero... Okay, that's kind of like me being, like, a fireman and then, like, no, I'm going to use police chief. That's like me being police chief and then I go on vacation and then when something big happens in the town, it's like people don't expect me to do anything because, like, I'm on vacation. I'm still the police chief. You get what I'm saying?
But.
You're still Spider-Man.
Okay, if you're working and then you take a
you
vacation.
You can't take a break from being a superhero. That doesn't work like that. Yeah. It just doesn't shake like that. If you're a superhero, then you're a superhero. You're a superhero all the time. If the world needs saving and Thor's busy and he said not to bring up Captain Marvel, then who else is there? I mean, it was a list of people, but they didn't mention those people that they could have brought. So I'm just mentioning people they named in the movie.
All
right, Joe, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Well, technically, you can take a break. Because Captain America did it. Because he went back in time.
That's going back in time. Spider-Man can't go back in time. He doesn't have those capabilities. Well, he's Spider-Man.
He didn't have those capabilities.
He could have if he wanted to.
How?
The machine.
And don't tell me Thanos snapped and he disappeared. Doctor Strange clearly brought him back.
So. But Doctor Strange was busy. They said that. They said that.
Doctor Strange, my dude.
He's so underrated.
But he was busy.
He's so underrated.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, they said he was busy, yes or no? Mm-hmm.
It's like he know everything.
All right, so the lady was like, how do we expect Doctor Strange to come in and save if he was busy?
I mean, it's...
You know how they can take a break? Hawkeye.
Okay.
Hawkeye could have did that. Dude would have been dead. All right. Did you see the stuff on Twitter?
About?
All the new movies that's coming
out? I did.
Out?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I did.
I saw that Loki movie coming. Hawkeye, Blade. I'm so excited.
There's a Black Widow coming out.
Yeah, it is Black Widow.
Clearly, it's a Hawkeye movie too. I said, what the? Everybody's just getting a movie now. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes, though. Like, and then
the Thanos movie.
He better not get a movie.
Also, I didn't see his backstory, though.
I'm not going to lie.
I didn't see the end credit of Spider-Man because I had to pee. And I know that it has something to do with Black Panther, so I heard. No? That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, Black Panther 2 is coming.
So what was the end credit since you two?
Oh, yeah, you can say the end credit.
For what?
Oh,
Spider-Man, Joe.
So they were together at the end, and
JG didn't see the movie, but honestly, at this point, Spider-Man been out for so long. Okay,
so him and Zendaya, I mean, MJ ended up getting together. He was swinging around the town.
I saw that part.
And then, old dude, the bad guy, he ended up making a video before he died saying who Spider-Man was. He said his name was Peter Parker, and then he actually made a clip when he was saying, like, what did he say? He said, execute them, kill them all, or something like that. Remember he was saying that, kill them all, talking about the bots? He made it seem like he was talking about the world, like the citizens of wherever they were. So it made it seem like he did all of that, and they told him who Spider-Man was. So he was like, Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Sick.
It's bold.
It was only one end credit. Because now Marvel's been doing two.
And like you really be having to make sure that you don't.
No, it's mid-credit than end credit.
Okay, sorry.
The fuck? But I think
that. Anyway,
that's only.
It's like, you know how, like,
in the middle of the credits and then.
Yeah,
at
like
the end.
Where they have the, like, the animation still or like the movie part where it shows like the main actors. And then they go to where it rolls down.
Yeah.
In between those two is the mid-credits.
All right.
And end credits is after all the credits.
Yeah.
So they have the first credits where it's like animated still or still like.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Right. And then,
it's like kind of dull and boring. And then it's like the end credits.
Isn't that only for Avengers though?
No.
They had it in Black Panther.
They only had an end credit scene. They didn't have.
They had Black Panther.
Black Panther had an end credit scene.
I thought they only had one.
I only remember one they could have had.
It was the girl and the Winter Soldier.
That's what I was saying, but she said that that's where it started at. But I'm pretty sure like they've been there.
No, I'm talking about two end credits. Because it was Black Panther was like whatever the first thing, and then he went back, and then it was the Lone Wolf. That's when he found him or some junk. Like, I don't know.
I remember what you're talking about. So that's when they introduced the mid-credit and end-credit thing?
End-credit, because nobody had that at first. Like,
I don't care
what
nobody
like
said. Captain Marvel was, like, the best. It wasn't the best out of all, but it was such a good
mean the best
I movie? Actually have a Captain Marvel shirt, but I've never seen the movie. And I was going to go see Captain Marvel and then go see Endgame, but I was like, fuck it. At this point, I'm just going to go see Endgame, and that's what I did.
It's such a good movie.
Captain Marvel could have beat Thanos by herself. She should have. And Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch is cold, too. She underrated as well.
She is.
Don't nobody really be.
But I don't think Captain Marvel is underrated. I don't.
She is as a woman.
She's new, though. Like, she's not underrated. She's just new. It's a difference
she's not
between,
even
like, being
new,
underrated
though.
And
everybody
new.
Don't know. I mean, nobody really
nobody
know
her,
but
her.
She's not new. She's the first Avenger.
I
well,
see
not
what,
first Avenger,
I get what
but
you're
first
saying.
Superhero.
No, I see what you're saying. What I'm saying
isn't
is.
She technically the first
she's
Avenger?
New to
yeah.
the.
Captain
she's new to the. The cinematic. The Marvel America. Cinematic universe yeah. is what I'm saying. She's new to that.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
She was.
She,
it was
she,
before Nick Fury was, even was Nick yeah. Fury for real. You,
he
did
didn't
you
know about
okay,
listen,
he didn't know
was,
about superheroes.
Listen, if she was 40 to 20 years old and she landed in the 1980s of Earth, that mean listen, that would mean she was born sometime in the 1940s.
No, she was born. She's okay. So she, you know how Fury got his eye patch. That was from, like, his time, meaning when he was alive.
Right, 1980.
It was before then.
It was in
1980. Joe, it was before 1980.
It was before.
Because it was before Nick Fury even got his eye patch. Before he even. That's where they got the
he
name
know
Marvel.
About
that's
Superior,
another
like,
fucking
Marvel.
Point. I didn't like the way that they painted Nick Fury in the Spider-Man movie they made. Like, he's mean, yes, but he's not a dickhead. Like, they made him seem like he was just the biggest asshole in the world. Like, I didn't like that.
Yeah, he isn't.
Like, he's definitely mean, yes, but he's not, like...
I wouldn't
like,
say mean. I would just say he's just, like...
He's just strict.
Strict.
I mean, he's,
strict
like
is
the
better word.
Whole group.
Strict
like,
is the better word. And they were making him seem... Like, they were... I don't want to say bullying, but, like, they were... You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They were, like, very... He was very aggressive towards Spider-Man until, like, the end.
I don't
what do you have
think
to say?
Spider-Man...
I know you have something to say. I saw
I
you
didn't,
thinking.
About what
I just said.
No.
But we didn't
I
see
I wouldn't
it, so.
Say it to... He wasn't aggressive to him. I think he should be more. He was more aggressive only because he's a kid and he doesn't listen.
And I get that, but that's why you shouldn't be so aggressive. He's a kid. Mm.
He's mostly dealing with adults though. But yeah, so Captain Marvel was actually the first superhero that Nick Fury ever even discovered. He never knew about powers.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like why would it say like Captain America, the first whatever? It's like he's the first Avenger. I don't get it. Maybe he was the first one to be classified as an Avenger. But if anything, Captain Marvel should have been.
He's the first Avenger only because like Avengers wasn't a thing when he found out who Captain Marvel was.
Right,
he didn't create the Avengers until Captain America. Mm-hmm. So he was the first Avenger because that was the first group of superheroes. But Captain Marvel was the first superhero he's ever came across or discovered, period.
Okay.
Are you guys saying that Captain Marvel is older than Captain America?
Yes.
He is. No. Okay, y'all, go ahead.
Captain Marvel, she was like 20 when the plane crash happened, right? On Earth, right?
Joe, that was before even Captain America even existed.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I'm gonna look this shit up. Wait, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm listening. Here, you got the mic. No, you don't. Here, go ahead. You got the mic.
In 1930, during World War II, Hydra made the superhuman, which was Captain America. He flew a plane into, I don't know where, but Antarctica or something. He got frozen for 70 years, unthawed. Nick Fury got him. He was like, we're going to start a group called the Avengers. So he's older than Captain Marvel because Captain Marvel, it was in the 1970s when the plane crashed. He was 20 then. She was born in 1940. He was born in 1930 or 20. Exactly.
Thank you. I'm reading.
I was in 1940 and she's 20 in 1970. Did you make any sense?
All right. I'm about to read it out loud. Let's read it out loud. Depends on what you mean by older. All right, this is some bullshit. It says, in terms of publication history, Captain America predate Captain Marvel. Captain America first appeared in 1941, while the Billy Batson Captain Marvel, now known as Shazam, first appeared in 1939. Marvel's first Captain Marvel, Captain Marvel, wouldn't appear until 1967. Carl Danvers wouldn't appear until 1968 and wouldn't be called Captain Marvel until 2012. In-universe, going by the movie, I can't pronounce that word. Captain America was born before Captain Marvel. However, by the time they met, she was alive longer. She's been active since the 90s without aging, and she was frozen in her 40s.
Right!
Did that confirm your theory, yes or no?
So technically, yes, he's older. But he wasn't alive as long, so technically she's older. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. But so we can agree on that?
Yes.
Yes. He was born before. He was born before, but she's older. We can agree on that?
Yes.
All right.
No, shit.
You already agree.
Why are you even talking about superheroes? I was lost.
Because I was talking about how I seen Spider-Man.
We were talking about that.
I was talking about my opinion on the movie. All right, so I said how I felt about how they painted Nick Fury. I wasn't a fan of that. Mm-hmm. Also, okay. So this is gonna bring on to my second point about why I didn't see The Lion King.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna get into why I've been fangirling over my phone. So, dang, I'm about to get attacked for this too. How do I say this without like getting attacked? I feel like the movie, this has to sound so stupid, but it felt fake. Does that make sense?
It did.
Thank you.
I even saw the movie, I felt like
it felt so fake. And I know like most of like, actually all of the movies are fake and they're like CGI, but it just felt so fake. And yes, granted, it was like a little, if you didn't see the movie already, that's too fucking bad on your part. But if you didn't, what was I saying? Oh, right. The CGI. I'm so sorry. My memory is shit. So, and given granted, it was kind of like, all right, he was like in a fake reality. So it kind of felt like it had to be fake. Yes. Remember? Yes.
Wait, what?
The fake, like how the person, I forgot his name, Mysterio. Was like creating a fake.
I thought you was talking about Lion King.
No, I didn't get to that yet.
You said Lion King.
No, I said let me finish my review on this, and then the CGI is gonna bring me up to my point.
Lion King. Okay. So who the fuck is Mysterio?
But yes, that's why. This is why I'm relating the two. Yes, they both felt fucking fake. So, anyways, I fucking hate y'all. So, Shit, y'all made me lose my train of thought. I was doing so good. I was doing so great.
Mysterio, CGI.
Mysterio, yes. He was creating, like, this fake reality for him, so it just felt, like, really fucking fake. Do you get that feeling? Like, it didn't feel, like, real like the other movies felt. It felt fake. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did you feel that? Or was that the only person that...
stay fake.
You said you seen it.
I said I saw Homecoming and...
Oh.
Who you see Homecoming?
Yeah, who you see Homecoming with? His little girlfriend. You got a girlfriend?
No. That's... No.
Joe, no. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
All right. You sure? Because we can talk about it.
No too many times.
I saw Captain Marvel
okay.
with two of my friends that happen to be girls.
Ooh. Oh.
No, all right, now friends that are girls.
No, oh, you can. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. I'm not even about to.
Okay, that's fine, Joey.
Hot boy summer.
Clearly. So, anyways, yes, that felt fake. That's my last opinion on the fucking Spider-Man movie. Moving on to fucking The Lion King. Everybody has seen The Lion King here but me?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, great. I don't need to see the shit to have an opinion on it because my opinion is pretty strong.
It's the same thing.
The voice acting is shitty. Beyonce can't fucking voice act. I don't care what you say. She can't act. Voice acting is shitty. Also, I feel like the movie looked too real and that's why the movie's trash. No. Wait. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
See, that's why you hit your head. Relax. If the voice acting is trash, right? Mm-hmm. And did anybody see The Jungle Book?
Yes.
Everybody seen it?
Yeah. The live action?
The live action, yes. I really was a fan of The Jungle Book's live action because it looked real, but it didn't look fake, if that makes any sense. Like, the animals, you could see the problem with doing, like, fake, like, what am I trying to say? Live actions with animals is that we don't read animal body language. So you can't, like, lions don't smile. Mm-hmm. Lions don't, like, they don't have, like, they don't show emotion in their face. They show emotion in their body language, and we show emotion in our face. Mm-hmm. So what I really liked about the Jungle Book's, live action was that they still showed emotion through the face. I'm going to get to you. They still showed emotions through the face while still looking real, while still looking like you still saw the emotions through the face. The problem with The Lion King is that they really didn't show emotion through the face. It was a lot of, like, eyes. Exactly. It's lions, and that's the problem. They made it too realistic. They should have did something like The Jungle Book did and kind of, like, made their facial features, I don't know, like, do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then if on top of the fact, like, now since the lions are fucking too real, they can't convey emotions through their face, now you're leaving it to these shitty-ass voice actors who are struggling to convey all that emotion. Like, that's a lot on these people that aren't technically voice actors. Mm-hmm. Like, Childish Gambino isn't a voice actor. Yeah. Beyonce isn't a voice actor. I don't know about everybody else who was on the thing, but I know for those two, the main two people in the story, like, to be carrying that on their shoulders and they're not voice actors, I'm pretty sure the movie's fucking trash. And it didn't convey the emotions, all the emotions that the real one did. The original did.
I would say that's it was good, but, like, to me, before the movie even came out, I said, like, it's some things you can't bring to life.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like those were one of those movies, although it was, like, good. It's, like, to me, Pumbaa and Timon, I didn't like it because, like, they use, like, a real warthog.
Yeah.
And those things are scary.
They are. Like,
they're
ugly.
Ugly looking. And it's ugly. Just like, that's not how it was in a cartoon. And I get that you're trying to bring it to life, but it's just like, you can't. It's a fun kiddie movie. And then the one thing was they oversang it. Like, Beyonce and, like, they did
too much run.
Yeah, like, said, you can't do that. I mean, you can sing. I get you a sing. You do all that. But at the end of the song, I don't want to hear that. Like, it's a movie. Like, y'all did a little bit too much. Like, with Hakuna Matata at the end, I think Childish Gambino did a little bit too much.
My opinion on The Lion King, it was, don't get me wrong, that it was not good. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
But it was definitely way more hyped up than it actually produced to be. And like you said, and like we agreed, they're not voice actors. It's a difference between, like, you sing, like, it was good for singing. They're fine. Well, singing, like, that's fine. But, like, I saw on Twitter, they're, like, they're not even Disney. Like, they're not a Disney voice. If I have
to look at it. That's a good point, too. Yeah, they're not Disney voices. They're not a Disney
voice. You hear, like, I'm like, okay, I hear Beyonce. Yeah. I'm hearing Beyonce, not Nala. Yeah.
And I was going to bring that point up, too. It's, like, Beyonce is Beyonce. Yeah. She's not Nala, yeah, if that exactly makes sense. Like, she doesn't embody Nala.
She's Beyonce.
She's like, Beyonce. So when you hear her, like, you hear Beyonce. You don't hear Nala.
James
Earl Jones was original, though, wasn't he? Yeah, he was original.
But he's so versatile. And James Earl Jones is actually an actor. Beyonce and Childish Gambino, like, they are.
And Pumbaa, but like, that was a good voiceover. I forgot his name.
Seth Rogen. Yeah. Seth Rogen was good as well.
Seth Rogen is extremely talented.
Yeah, he's
period.
Very with talented Pumbaa, as he well.
Did a really see, good you job. See how we're naming actors that did well?
Yeah, so.
Not singers. but Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, he acts, though. So what?
But it's certain roles okay, so he can't portray.
Yep, that's exactly what I see too. Okay. I'm not gonna say that. Like, I know he's an actor. Y'all know that's my husband. I've said it multiple times on the show that is my husband. However, I just feel like he's not. I don't even say made like built to make something so serious and so emotional. Mm-hmm. But like, if you look at his catalog of work, he's a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. He
his would be minor roles.
Yeah, like even in Atlanta, minor roles. Mm-hmm. Like, he plays like a important supporting role, but he's not like a main character.
Like, Beyonce did big roles, but those roles actually fit.
And
her.
She was shitty in those roles. The only one she did well in was Dreamgirls.
Austin Powers and Gold member, but that's just
somebody said
movie.
Those.
Obsessed
that's
too, a good ass movie. Cause she's that type of. To me.
Maybe because it just fit her, but Nala was
she
not.
She was shitty in those, y'all. Please go back and watch those in recent times, because I promise you, she was shitty at everything but Dreamgirls. I promise.
All right,
I'll give y'all my bottom dollar. I'll give each of y'all a dollar.
One thing, I forgot what I was gonna say.
See, he'd be like that.
I don't know. It was good. It was just I just didn't like the way Scarlett, and I feel like. Was Chadwick Boseman should have been in this movie. Boseman, Boseman.
Oh,
in any role. Like, I feel like his voice.
Would have really did well.
With anything. Like, because he can fit his voice into any role to me.
What the problem I had.
I feel like he could have been with Simba.
A problem I had was with the hyenas. I don't know if it was minor, but the hyenas in the original movie were my favorite characters.
Yeah, they were funny.
Because they were hilarious. Like, I didn't even laugh not once.
Yeah. It was just like...
And loud, yes.
Like I just wanted to just ask
Scar like just look...
But it just... And he didn't even sing his song. That's my song. Like, Be Prepared is my song from that movie. He didn't sing. He's talking about... Be prepared. I said, oh, hell no. I said, it's time to
be prepared.
I said, what the fuck is be prepared? Why are we talking? What you mean? Yeah, I just Seth Rogen was singing more than him. I said, who the fuck?
It's like more, their bodies didn't match. Because their head would be huge and then their body would be skinny. I get, like, you know how.
Well, lions are like that, though. Their mane takes up most of their.
But you know, in the movies, how Scar and Mufasa, like, Mufasa was always the big. Like, Mufasa, he looked perfect in the movie. Mm-hmm. But Scar, the way he looked, he was just like a skinny lion, like, with a big head that, I mean, I get that their heads don't match. I mean.
It was like, it wasn't proportion is wasn't, what you're saying.
Yeah. You feel like it was too big?
Yeah. And I feel like Simba wasn't big enough.
Gigi, did you see The Lion King? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your opinion on
He wasn't big enough
King?
As far as Mufasa, him, Matt. He wasn't big enough to
I get it.
We've all said our opinion, so what's yours? I'm curious.
I grew up with The Lion King, so...
We all did.
Y'all didn't.
Yes, we did.
What? Excuse me.
I seen the original in the theater. It's
okay,
a
difference.
You did not?
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. I had to think about it.
So, do I hate it? No. Do I not? Like, is it okay? It was just okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it was okay. It was nothing... It wasn't terrible. I guess dope to see, like, Childish Gambino, Beyonce, and those people recreate these iconic roles. It was dope to see it. Like, they may have not done the best job, but it was still a dope effort.
Do you think they oversang it?
I mean, they had all the songs, the original songs. I think they actually took out a song.
No, I'm talking about, like,
okay. Oh, like, hit the... But they...
Like, the wrong.
But they're not singer. Well, Beyonce is a singer, but she's, like, more of a... not that type of song. And Childish Gambino is not a singer at all. So it's like
he be trying, but yeah, it's just not.
That's
it's
what
not
I'm saying. He's trying, and then the kids, like, I was listening to the original, like the soundtrack for this one, and then the original soundtrack. Singing has also evolved to where it's like heavy on runs and oohs and ahs and stuff like that. It's like, yo, you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to do that on classic material. Like, just recreate it. But I do appreciate it. The originals will always still hold my heart. I haven't seen a live action remake that's been like, yo. The Jungle Book kind of.
The Jungle Book was the shit. I really like that, but
yeah, it's still the originals. Well, it's just
it holds a special place in my heart.
Of course, the originals are always going to hold a special place.
I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast remake.
I don't like that either.
It's not good.
Yeah.
I would see that.
Hell, fuck no.
I would see that. I fucking love the live action
Aladdin, but I don't want to see.
I haven't seen that either.
If it's not like I want it to be,
that one's good.
I take that back then. And so the live action Aladdin.
That's gonna bring me to my point.
The live action Aladdin really did, but that's because you put a heavy hitter. Like it's a difference when you're doing. Where you're people and where you're animals. Like animals, right. I think to your point earlier, like animals is they made those animals very realistic and it's hard to like show those expressions. So with Aladdin, it was like you felt every part of it. But I'm excited to see the Mulan remake. I'm excited to see the Little Mermaid. Like I think
Yeah, they are. But this is the era of Dora. That shit's trash. It's going
to
be trash.
But I mean, I didn't watch Dora.
Why are we not keeping... To me, I get the remakes, but why can't we just have... Why can't there be new movies? Why we got to remake everything? I feel the same thing.
Like, why does everything have to be recycled? Why do we have to have another all that? Joe, since you're younger, I actually do value your opinion. Let's go.
So, the reason why... Before you get to him, but the reason why remakes are it is because...
People are lazy?
That, and people are running out of creativity. So... But you got to think, like, every remake is selling. Like, every remake is still selling. Like, if they drop a Nintendo 64, a Nintendo 64 classic today.
I'm going to buy that bitch.
Everybody's going to buy it. Like,
if they release the new GameCube, promise you I'd be the first person in the line.
Like, so all these things are, like, nostalgia is what's selling right now. So, yes, I'm going to keep feeding you the same shit. Because that's what you're asking for, according to this. It's making us money. Like, Disney got a whole new line of a bunch of things coming, but it's like, why am I trying to read? I don't have to write scripts. I don't have to change anything. It's like, here you go. Incredibles 2 is incredible.
That was a good movie.
Forever.
Yeah. I feel like Frozen 2 gonna slap. But Joe, what was your point?
Is it the second one?
Yeah,
it's the second one coming. They're just trying to get money.
But I feel like, why not give new creatives the opportunity to create? Like, they're not...
They're saying...
It takes a lot more money. I feel like... I'm sorry.
But most of the people that grew up with, like, the animated versions, they're trying to sell to a younger audience.
I do see what you're saying, but I feel like, why can't... But what I'm saying is... It's
even not with that, like... Some cartoons aren't even made for kids to understand, to be honest. Like, Ice Age... That was, like, that's not a kid's movie. I mean, it's a kid's movie, but you don't, like, the stuff they were saying in, I mean, Ice Age.
But that's,
yeah, in Ice Age
that's
and
a lot
Shrek.
Of kid movies,
It's
though.
A lot of kid movies.
That's yeah. like, you can say that for, like, a lot of kid movies, for sure.
SpongeBob, a lot of things just been flown past us. And
but
like,
I really think what my point was going to say is, like, why can't you still do a good mix of, like, remakes and still a good mix of,
yeah.
well, of new content?
The,
yeah.
I feel that new animated movie, I forgot what it's called. It has the blue people in it.
Smurfs?
No.
Avatar?
No, it's...
He said new, not old. That's old.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
A good movie
it's
that...
It's like Onward or something like that.
I don't know.
It's...
Just look it up.
The movie I actually like was Spider-Man and the Universe. That was like
a new intro, bro, that movie slapped.
That was a good movie.
That was so good. Did you see it, Joel?
What?
The intro Spider-Man. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That shit was great. So
that shit was winning awards.
Like, that shit was so black.
Yes.
sweat. It was so cold. Like, it was. The whole animation.
I felt bad for people that had, like, seizures, but I was like, yeah, this shit sucks.
Because my eyes is kind of like, but it was still great.
It like, was amazing. Come on. It now. Looked like a fucking comic book, but, like,
3D. Yes,
I
mean,
was, yes. Like, I love that. Shit was good.
Man, I love that. It was so good. And it was so cold. Like, yeah. I didn't even.
I really did. Man. And, like, the new content, like, new movies, like, remember how they made Lion King 2 and 1.5? Like, I really I did loved love 1.5.
I fucking love any of those. I have them at home. I would let you borrow them.
They did a movie. Remember how Nala and Simba had a baby at the end? They did a movie with them. Mm-hmm. And I really liked that movie. And I feel like they could do another one if they really wanted to.
And then 1.5 was like Timon and Pumbaa's like version of what was going on.
Yeah.
So it was like seeing the shit through their eyes.
Yeah. Wow,
it was funny.
Cool. The shit was so
that's
funny.
How it is in like in the actual movie. You know how Simba asks like, what are those stars? And then Pumbaa was like, I just thought those were gas. And he was like, nah, Timon, like, no, it's not that. That's how it kind of was, like, Pumbaa would be right, but Timon would always be like, no, you're wrong. And then Pumbaa would always say, like oh, okay. Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, keep
I'm wrong. Yeah, so, like, that's how it is.
I think to, like, close out this little random-ass segment that we had, because I didn't even get to what I was excited about on my phone for. But I feel like it's easier to convey human emotion when you're doing remakes based off of humans. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like The Little Mermaid might slap. Jungle Book's pretty slapped. Like, basically, yeah, like, I heard Aladdin was slapped. Yeah, when they're humans in movies, it's probably going to be better than something that's just animal-based. And I feel like Disney's problem is that they're really just trying to, excuse my language, though, but they're really just trying to show, like, their dick. Like, does that make sense? Like, they're just trying to show, like, hey, we could do this sweet-ass movie and make shit look like actual lions. And ha-ha-ha, Netflix, what can you do? Like, type shit. Like, I feel like this is a chess game with them, and it's not necessarily, like...
They're not even competing with nobody. They just made, what, 260
But they are competing. Like, Disney is winning, and it's, like, kind of, like, Disney competing against Disney, competing against Disney. But Netflix is still, like, in the game.
Mm-hmm. But Netflix...
Just in a different category, but they're still...
Yeah,
Disney is about to have, like, Disney... Didn't Disney just buy Hulu?
Did they?
They did
it. Don't quote me. Don't fucking quote me. Or maybe they're coming out with their own streaming service. I think... They're coming out with their own streaming service. And then it's like, so Disney's about to have their own streaming service. You know, that's just about to slap because they're going to have the Marvel movies on there. Plus all the old Disney shit on there. And then you still have Hulu and Hulu originals. And then you still have Netflix and Netflix originals. So it's going to be like a battle between like the streaming services.
They want to remake something. Remake Princess and the Frog.
Period.
Now who do y'all say should be the...
Tinka Sumpter. I say Tinka Sumpter.
She's pretty. She looks like her.
Or Anika. I mean, Anika, whatever her name is. She played in Dreamgirls. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She
can sing, though. I started thinking about Dreamgirls class, like.
No, she didn't. But her name is... Yeah, she did play in Dreamgirls. She was the third.
I just feel like with casting, it's just so...
You have to be picky.
You just have to be... I don't know. Like, it's just for me...
I say picky.
I mean, yeah, you have to be, but... I don't know for because isn't not to get like we said we were about to close this out but I'm just thinking now Princess Jasmine that was Naomi from she was from Lemonade Mouth so what
yeah she was
is she Arabic at all why then why is she cast as
all right if you're about to go off shit like that then not that's to just like play devil's advocate, but the Little Mermaid, like she's not.
But a mermaid is something way different.
And I was just about to get to that.
Yeah.
Like I understand, like a mermaid's a mermaid. It's a fictional character. She could be anybody. She could be any color. She could be. She could have one hand. Like she could be any fucking body.
But Ariel is a red haired white girl.
But she's a red haired white girl. Like, but and I get it. She can be anybody.
Mermaid. Yeah.
And I get it. She can be anybody. A mermaid is fictional. However, if we're sticking to originals and going by classic.
Yeah. But she lives in what is it, Agrabah? What the Jasmine? I'm talking about Jasmine.
Yeah.
Okay, but so now you're saying a white girl can play fucking Mulan? That's not fair.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that with Aladdin, is that your point? You're talking about Aladdin?
Yes.
With Aladdin, Aladdin has nothing to do with race.
It's where they live. It's literally based off of the Middle Eastern. It's based off
where they live, not based off race.
It is.
So they're going to have a little Chinese
lady. No, it's like Genie. Because at the end, I mean, Genie was always blue. He never turned into anybody. And then at the
end. That's a genie, not a human.
He turned into a human at the end. And we're not saying nothing
about the genie. It's actual color.
Okay, but
I'm not talking about fictional things. Like, the genie is fictional. A mermaid is fictional.
Okay, Jasmine is fictional. Is that based off of real life?
Oh my! But it's a person, though.
But the genie isn't a person. Ariel is a real person. But I person.
Get what you're saying. Because if a white person played Princess Tiana, I'd be on ass.
And that's what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. All I'm saying is she doesn't necessarily have to be Arabic. She could be something in the same realm, is what I'm saying. Because
she look like she's Arabic. It would be different if she didn't look at all like, yeah, okay, like, but she's
something like that. Yeah. Now, I don't know what she is, but she's something in that rim.
She may be.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They say he should be the voodoo man.
I do. I seen that. I like that. I like that a lot. I
think he look like him.
He do.
I don't know what it was for a live action mermaid, but it was like.
That'll be so toot.
It had Terry Crews as Neptune.
I've seen a lot of different things.
That's on.
They said Michael Blackson. I said, y'all better
stop.
Yeah,
I said, this movie going to be black as fuck. So.
If the hyena. No, okay, back to. Look, we're going to get off of this. But they said if the hyenas were Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and DC Young Fly, that shit would have been too silly. What? I said, if they was the hyenas, DC, Carlos, and Chico Bean. She can sing.
Who?
I'm gonna say she is.
She not Power. She don't star.
No, she's not star. She can sing. That's who I want to be. Tiana.
She can be Tiana. Yes, she is. And what's her name?
Lizzo. Lizzo's from Detroit.
The white girl.
Oh yeah. She's my
Lizzo is from Detroit.
I forgot her name, but the white girl. Who's play star?
Oh, she's Judith. Detroit. She's not from Detroit.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
I'm looking it up.
Who?
She's from Detroit.
Who?
Judith. Star. The girl that plays Star. The white girl.
Star. What are you talking about?
The show.
The show Star. Who?
That she's from.
I don't watch Star. I don't watch Power. I don't watch none of that stuff. Look, we already got to talk about that. All right, next. What would you overhear? Look. I'm sorry we were talking about movies for the past 15 minutes, but
I think it's been a little longer than that.
She resides in California, but she's from Detroit. See?
I can't see that. I wear glasses.
To move on to the next point.
I still can't see what I'm looking
at. Right next to her birthday. Born.
Oh. Bro. All right. Okay. So anyways, on my phone. I don't know. I think I talked about him last week. The boy I really like. We had complicated relationships. And then JG was like, just shoot your shot. Damn it. Where's JG? I want him to hear this.
JG!
Please. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, he's gonna miss it. But basically, anyways, so I did.
And you made it? You dunked?
I think I did. Did you think I did?
Wait, what? I'm so confused.
She shot her shot.
Oh. Yeah. I think you did.
I think I made it.
And what'd he say?
Asia, if you don't come on.
I'm thinking.
Thinking? What you gotta think about? It was a yes or no question.
Right.
I said, yes, I shot my shot. Yes, I made it.
Oh, okay. Well, then good.
And?
Bro, this is what, okay.
Okay.
It was like, please, Hollywood, make this happen. It had
Joe, look at me. We're done with the segment.
Don't do it like that.
Let me just put it in.
Go ahead. Shoot it in.
Terry Crews as Neptune, Kevin Hart as Sebastian.
Kevin Hart? No. Goodbye. Nope.
That's listen. Right.
Let him finish.
Kevin Hart?
What movie? Snoop Dogg as Flounder, and Danny DeVito responded, I support this as long as I get to play Prince Eric.
What movie?
No. The Little Mermaid. They're talking about Danny DeVito.
Talking about the little Ariel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you made it. And so what?
I don't know, y'all. We're still talking about it. It probably won't be tonight, but I definitely know it's going to be within this week that we're probably going to link. And then next week, I'll give you guys an update.
Period. Okay.
But I did it. So, hi. Hey. Now can't nobody talk about me being a Pisces and me being scary because I did it.
Because I did it.
Okay, so how did you start talking to... Did we ever say his name on here? Who? Purdue. So
Jalen?
Yeah. Okay, well, we said his name. Mm-hmm. So did you ever, like, shoot your shot? Or, like, how did that ever come about? I'm just asking.
He kind of... Bro, we go back and forth with this. I say he did.
Okay.
But he says...
I did.
All right, so the story is...
There was a picture on Lou's Snapchat. I don't know if you guys know Lou. You do know Lou. Of course you do.
Wait, what?
Okay, keep going.
So.
Whoa.
So,
Yeah.
So okay. He posted a picture of Jalen smiling like really, really hard. And I just screenshotted it because it had mood on it. I screenshotted it and then posted it on my page. But it wasn't nothing to it. And then, like, he slid up and was like, trying to get like you. He was like, nothing. He was like, I'm just chilling. And then that was the end of the conversation. And then he ended up sending me a streak. And then we were streaking. And then he said, text me. And then he gonna say, I don't remember saying that. This was the picture.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
And that was it.
Yeah. But we didn't even talk. We weren't even talking. We were just, I mean, we were talking, but not talking. We were just friends for like 2 months. And then started liking each other.
I was just saying, because I had a conversation with somebody about, like, how did they feel. It was actually my coworkers. Mm-hmm. I was like, because I work with all dudes up at the front. And I'm like, so how do y'all feel if a girl shot her shot? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I don't know. It never really happened. I always had to shoot my shot. I was like, I know it's happened at least once. Yeah. Like,
but I kind of made the first move as far as, like, telling our feelings. Like, I like you. I don't want to
be your friend. Yeah. He's like, well, I don't Gigi's back. And I just feel like with me.
We called you. Not called
me,
you.
Me, I've shot. I don't want to say shot my shot.
Gigi, I did not shot my shot.
With this boy that I kind of have a crush on.
Mm-hmm.
But I
Please
did.
Please don't tell me it's Kentucky.
No, oh, wait, it's not Kentucky. No.
Okay. She can don't need to shoot her shot with fucking Kentucky.
Oh, no, okay. It's I don't even know what to call him. I don't know. That's his actual nickname. Right.
All
right. Kay. Buster.
Buster.
Yep. Buster Bronco. We're just going to call him that. But, right. And I don't really want to, like, shoot my shot because I'm not even trying to get in a relationship. But I do want to get to know him. But I just feel like if
It'll
a girl
happen.
Shoots her shot, it's weird to them for some reason. I don't know why. It
I
would be.
I feel like it's weird, period.
I don't think it's weird.
I think.
It's like you've grown.
Yeah. Supposedly we are. But,
so you think it's weird, but you just did it?
I did it because, bro, imagine wanting somebody since March and this person, like, you know he wants you, you want him, and it's just not progressing. I'm tired. Like, we're about to get back to school. We live, like, 2 minutes away from each other, bro. Like, you're my room. Like, you're my roommate's cousin, dude. I'm going to have to see you. You're always in my room. I might as well just say something. So I did. But if the situation was different and he stayed across campus and I wouldn't have to see him on like a consistent basis, I promise you I wouldn't have said shit. Promise you I wouldn't. I would just be like, whoop, that's dead. Missed out on that. What, y'all?
Nothing. I'm just laughing.
What?
All right. Nothing. We got bops. I mean...
I feel like we kind of just did bops. We did that shit with movies.
All right, well,
we should do one. Well, no, I'll talk about that after.
Okay. She has an idea. She don't want to spoil it.
Okay. And then inspiration for the week. We got any?
I don't.
Asia almost died and she didn't die, so that's inspiration. Yay.
Amen. I think I have. It's not really inspiration, but it kind of hit me a little bit. It's whose Twitter page is this?
Whose Twitter page is whose?
It's one of the NWPs, but I forgot who it was. Dave. Right. Dave
He's so funny.
From NWP
He's
had
so funny. Now here you go instigating stuff because I said it was funny.
Dave posted something on Twitter, said, I woke up not only looking, but feeling light-skinned today.
I seen that. Dot. That was funny.
Gonna be a rough one. And I quoted it and said, I felt this because every day I wake up light-skinned. It is always gonna be a rough one for me. So I felt that little bit of inspiration that even if you're light-skinned, it's gonna be okay. You're gonna have a rough one. Just a couple times. But yeah, that was my little thing. What'd you just say?
Don't forget, I don't act like I didn't forget about you and your girlfriends, but we're gonna talk about that off air.
I'm screaming.
Talk about it off air.
Shout outs. Anybody?
Shout outs. She's probably never going to listen to this, but I made a really good friend at work. Her name's Kat, and she goes to Central Michigan. Oof. And don't do Central. And, like, today was her last day at Victoria's Secret, and I was very sad because, like, I didn't know today was her last day, and I'm not going to see her again until, like, Christmas.
Fuck Central.
Okay. That wasn't the point. Just because you got a personal beef against Central doesn't mean that it's just fuck Central.
It is fuck Central. I go to Western. There's a lot of people up at Central that I don't like. So, fuck Central.
Okay. But well, anyway, shout out to Kat. Hope you have a great, like, semester. And that's it. That's all the shout outs that I have. Oh, shout out to my dad for letting me stay at his house for the past 2 days. I mean, I know that's not, like, that sounds weird because, like, that's my dad. But, like, we didn't have power and he had power. So, he let me mooch off of him for 2 days. Don't call my dad cute. I wanted to block you that day. I really did.
Why, she said your dad was fine?
Yes, like, it was Father's Day and I was posting my dad. And then she was like, your dad is fine. And I wanted to block her. So.
Why are you mad? That's a compliment. You know where you get your looks from?
So irritating.
Any other shout-outs?
Shout out to Joe, I guess. He forcing me to say a shout out.
Like, no, I didn't.
Shout out to my little brother, y'all.
Yeah, okay? Shout out to Joe. He gives, like, great commentary to the show, I guess.
Great commentary, a little bit. I comes with that. The facts. If we ever needed facts, I guess we just turn to you. You're really just a walking encyclopedia. But no, I love you, bro.
Love you, too. Uh-huh, right.
Show. I'm about to throw up. Oh, God. Oh, that was nasty.
Whenever we plan it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, whenever. I don't know.
Are you trying to come back? Okay. Let him know.
Shout out.
We're adding a fourth member, an honorary member. Yeah. He's really the young. But he's really the young. Joe, how old are you?
12.
See?
Shout out to... I don't know. I don't have any other shout outs. I think that's it. Shout out to me. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to JG. Shout out to the network. Jonas doesn't even listen to this.
Maybe you should have been a hyena.
Yeah. And then are we wrapping up? Is that it?
Did you do shout outs?
No. Shout
out to my mom. She's been doing a lot with my graduation prom. Graduation party. So, yeah. My auntie.
Shout out to them.
All right. Well, that was it. Remember to stay
young.
Broke.
Well, I don't think people should stay broke. Try and get some money.
Well, to stay young. Well, what's the little outro? What's the little
I don't know. We've been changing it. So, I guess we should say stay young. Don't be poor.
Always be alone.
And always be learning. See you later. Bye.
Deuces.